Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we bring you the best of information. We don't do music usually, but today we actually got a special treat. Today we have Xavier Bennett. Xavier Bennett is going to talk to us about dubstep. Xavier is a young man that got into dubstep, and he's actually doing a phenomenal job at it. I mean, he's got a number of different videos out there or YouTube videos out there, and he's even got a little following going on. But he's a young man that really got into dubstep. Well, he's always seems to have been into dance and loves to do different types of dance from Michael Jackson on down. But dubstep is a new, very popular genre that has been around a while, but it's really started to take root, especially here in the American area. It actually originated in South London, England, and the music websites all over have actually been using it. Some of the movements that Michael Jackson used were somewhat in that dubstep line. And today, like I said, we have young people that are just doing it all over the place, and then some older people too. So anyway, as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and we hope that you'll share the show with each and every person that you listen to. But with no further ado, let's talk to somebody that loves dubstep, knows dubstep, practices dubstep, and kind of is dubstep. I even think he's got his own little following of fans now. Xavier, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, so Zay, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right, a little nervous. Never done this before.
Oh, so Blog Talk's new to you, I take it.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I guess we ought to start off with, could you tell us who exactly you are, Xavier or what?
Oh, my name is Xavier Lag Bennett. My nickname and my stage name is Lag. Yeah, Lag.
Where did you get Lag from?
I actually got Lag from, because I play a lot of video games, and I've been, like, stuff like glitches and lags, and so I've looked up other dubsteppers who have different names. There's Glitch, there's Nonstop. So then I took one from a video game, and I named myself Lag.
Okay. So how long have you been practicing, or how long have you been dancing?
About 4 to 5 years now.
How long have you been doing dubstep?
About a year now, maybe two.
Okay. What made you choose dubstep over anything else?
Well, dubstep is a unique kind of music. It's not just one bass through the entire song. There are different sounds and mixes, and it's just really cool to me, and I felt like if I could learn it, if other people could do it, then I could. So I practiced and I practiced, and now I'm on YouTube.
Cool. How many YouTube videos do you have?
I recently put up my 7th one.
Okay. And I take it your following is slowly growing.
Yes, it is.
I heard the other day that you now have some dubstep groupies or followers that are actually, you know, basically tracking you down just to talk to you about dubstep and to watch you perform. Is that true?
Yes, every time. A bunch of little kids came over and they saw me dancing and they loved it. They wanted my autograph and I felt good.
Oh, so you're an up and rising star with dubstep, huh?
Yes. I'm very happy with the way that it's turning out.
Outstanding. I remember, I'm going to go back a little bit. About a year ago, maybe a year or two ago, when you were in New Orleans, you actually got into a dance competition with somebody, correct?
Yes. I can't remember his name. I'm mad at myself now, but back in New Orleans, we went on a family trip, just a regular family trip, and we were walking down the street, and a kid about my age, maybe like 1 year younger, he walked up to me and handed me a lollipop. So I went to go take it, and he decided to dance it away from me. But I wasn't going to stand for that. So I challenged him, and we battled, and we're friends now. Next time I go back to New Orleans, I'm definitely going to try to find him.
Okay. What kind of dance was that?
It was a little bit of pop and lock kind of dancing. A little bit of, I definitely did a little bit of Michael Jackson, some waves, some stuff like that, moonwalk.
Right. And during that same time, you also got the opportunity to meet some famous dancers, and I think Chichi Rivera and some of the dancers off of Broadway. Is that correct?
Yes.
Matter of fact, you even got to meet, and I think you got to take pictures with the guy that did the actual electronic. Well, he was the human being that did the dancing for, what was it, the Penguin?
Happy Feet.
For Happy Feet. And if I remember correctly, you had several professional dancers actually definitely giving you a lot of kudos. That was a good trip for you, I take it.
It was. It was really fun. I'm glad I went.
So you got to see New Orleans, and you got to show your craft to professionals.
Yeah, Bourbon Street is still crazy.
What'd you say?
Bourbon Street is crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. So we know why you picked dubstep. We know how long you've been doing dubstep. What actually made you interested in trying dubstep? I mean, what made you, not necessarily interested in trying it, what made you, I think you answered the question, what made you pick it?
Yes. I was on YouTube looking around different videos, just looking at different videos, and I ran across one video that had over 23 million views, I think, and it was by his YouTube channel name is What's Good, WHZGUD2. So I was looking at the video, and he was dancing to a song called Pumped Up Kicks, and it wasn't the original Pumped Up Kicks. It had a whole bunch of different sounds and boards and stuff like that, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I went around looking for the song. I finally found it, and I looked at his video over and over and over again, trying to find out how he did it, how the movements went, and off of that, I went on to other videos and other music and found what I liked.
Mm. So now with the dubstep that you've been doing and the YouTubes that you've been creating, what's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is to become noticed, for people to share my videos, and hopefully that I get noticed so that I can go on tour, go around the world, go and dance for millions of people around the world.
Okay. Well, I understand, too, that when you actually went to New Orleans and you met some of those professional dancers, you know, the people that had done the dancing for Happy Feet and some of Chichi Rivera, who's a world-famous dancer and choreographer and dance instructor, and I can't think of the lady's name, but Mr. Garner's wife, who also works with, I believe she works with the Alvin Ailey group. She's a professional dancer. I know some of them gave you some information, and they told you that that's something that you need to go into, and I believe it was training?
Yes.
Have you sought or looked at going into any training so that you can, you know, get that type of an education?
Not really. I haven't really looked into it. I feel like the way that I do my style is one of a kind. Like, there are other dubstep dancers out there, but I feel like the way that I dance is my own kind of style, and I feel like I cannot be taught how I did my style and how my style is done.
Well, you do know that I hear what you're saying, but do you know that by taking dance and learning dance, it could only increase your style, because now you'll have you ever heard that saying, instead of trying to learn it yourself, somebody else can teach you certain things, and then you can still make it yours because it's you doing it, and you're going to add your own flavor. You ever thought of that?
No, it's quite like that. I understand. I will definitely look into some classes and stuff.
Right, because remember, or consider this, look at all of the people that are trying to do dubstep. I mean, you seem to be and appear to be ahead of quite a few people already. So since you're ahead of a lot of people already, for you to actually get some professionals out there, and you already have professionals that are interested in you, that would probably put you ahead of the game.
That's true.
Okay. Well, hold on for a second. I believe we got a caller. Let me see if they have any questions.
Okay.
So this is Zurian, the Zurian Show. I have a caller. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Dan Good. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Mr. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I would like to know that, well, when will he be putting out a CD?
You mean
a DVD?
I don't know.
Xavier,
when will you be putting out a DVD?
I don't know. Probably when I hit either my 20th video or my 30th, because I'm not trying to do it too early.
Okay, that's good. You're trying to pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Good?
Yes, it does, and I just want him to know that I am watching him and I enjoy his dancing very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, so Xavier, now you know that you've got somebody in Dayton, Ohio that's definitely a fan and is following your dubstep. That's pretty phenomenal.
Pretty cool, yes.
Where else are some of your fans at?
I've got a few fans in New York. I think I have a few in California, and I've definitely got a lot here in Virginia.
Okay, Northern Virginia area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have any type of dubsteps? Because you're 14. Do they have any type of dubstep competitions in the DMV?
I have not heard of anyone, but I've seen dance competitions, just regular dance competitions. But I have not seen any dubstep competitions lately. I've actually been looking into that.
You have been looking into it?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Well, you know what they say. If you can't find any in your area, then maybe you ought to get with some people and create one.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, then you'd be the mountain. Instead of Muhammad coming to the mountain, you'd be the mountain. And Muhammad. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you said 7 videos that are presently on YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. You've been doing dubstep pretty regularly for about a year.
Yes.
So what you've accomplished, you've done all of that in just a year.
Yes.
What other things do you think contribute to your ability to dance and to do dubstep?
I've been told that some of my dance moves remind people of martial arts, so that's definitely a big thing that has helped me. I do take martial arts. I do take karate. And really, over the past 4 to 5 years, I've been in Michael Jackson with all of his moves and a lot of music videos, watching people dance.
Okay. Who's your favorite dubstep practitioners?
Nonstop, Glitch, Chibi, those three, and Blueprint.
Okay, so you've got 4 that you like. Do you have anybody that you know of, do you have anybody in your area that you can practice with as far as they also do dubstep?
Yes, I have 4 other people that I can, and I've actually been trying to get in touch with them for a while. We've been trying to set up dates and stuff of when we can, like, get together and make a video, practice together, where we can practice, and stuff like that.
And what's been holding that up?
Mostly me trying to get the right music down, trying to get the right moves over, and I post a video every week. I try to do it on Tuesdays, but if I can't for some reason, like it's raining or something, I try to postpone it until Thursday or on the weekend.
Hmm. Because you have to do a lot of work to develop that particular routine, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, why don't you just try to do a few, and then if you ever fall back on a Tuesday, you can still do your Tuesday post. because I'm assuming you do it. You do it on Tuesday, and then you do whatever you have to do to it, and then post it that same day, right?
Yeah, I try to, unless somebody else needs to use the computer.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's pretty phenomenal. What recommendations do you have for anybody else that's looking to do dance or looking to do dubstep?
If you are really passionate about it and really want to do it, then don't stop. Don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let anybody tell you, no, you got to do this instead of this. This doesn't work. This works. You got to go on with your own thing. You can't let people hold you back, bring you down, or anything like that.
Okay, so you're saying you have to stay focused and dedicated, huh?
Yes. You have to keep going.
That's a pretty powerful statement. Most young people are not that determined, especially when it comes to practicing something. That's outstanding. It sounds like you have a good foundation and a good ground.
Yes.
All right, I was going to ask you another question, but that one will get you in trouble. I'm leaving that one alone. So, how do you put the music together for the dubsteps that you've been doing?
I mostly go on to people's channels and see what they're dancing to and see if I can find it. Like, I'm not going, like, if they post it that day, then I'm going to do it the next day. I go back into further videos, like, back when they first started, and I try to find the music still, like, the original editing, like, nothing's been done to it yet. And then I try to find ways that I can do it and put it in my own style.
Okay. I know that at one time I heard that you were into animation. Have you ever thought about adding animation to your dubsteps?
What do you mean?
Animation. At one time, weren't you into making animation and videos and stuff like that on your own?
Oh, yes. I used to have a DS. Well, I still have it, and I'm not sure where it went. But I had a DS, and I used to make, like, little fighting videos, little basic kick, punch, stuff like that. And I have not thought of putting that stuff into my YouTube channel. I'm not really feeling it anymore. It's not really what I want to do anymore.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking that would be different. I don't think I've seen any of the dubsteps that have those elements in it.
Nah, I think I saw one. It was of Nonstop, and it was like stars, and it was like stars dancing. You know, like the stars align in the sky, and you can draw like a line through them to find the Big Dipper and stuff. And I saw one of him doing that exact, like, it looked like if he was up in the sky dancing.
Oh, cool. So do your parents condone your dubstepping?
Yes, they love it. They're really supportive, and they really push me to continue to do this, and it's really good.
Okay. I have a question. Is anything else suffering because of dubstep? You know, how's your grades? You know, doing the stuff that you're supposed to do?
That's not really getting in the way as far as grades, but like doing the dishes and regular stuff like that, I do kind of put that off.
Well, remember, you got to take care of everything.
Yeah, got to balance it all.
All right, very, very, very cool, very cool. So what's your dubstep site? What's the address, and how do people get in contact with you to see your dubstep?
You can go on youtube.com/unstoppabledubstep. The only problem with it is that there's only one T in stoppable, so it's UNSTOPABLE, dubstep. There are no spaces, there are no underscores, just youtube.com/unstoppabledubstep.
Okay. All right, so sounds fine. And then we just look for Xavier Bennett or Xavier or...
It should take you directly to my channel, and then you'll see in the About Me on the right-hand corner, it'll say my name is Xavier Lag Bennett, and that's me.
Okay, cool. Hold on, we have another person that's called in. Hello, caller, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, and your name, please?
Monique Smith.
Hello, Miss Monique Smith. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I have a comment. I think that I've seen all your videos, Xavier, and I think that you're doing a fantastic job. And I want to know when the next video is going to be posted.
The next video will be posted next Tuesday, unless it rains. Then it should be Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And thank you for the comment.
Okay. Do you do the dubstep in any other places other than the scenery that I've seen?
I've been trying to go to other places, but I'm not old enough to drive, so I'm trying to get my parents to drive me places. So there will definitely be more scenes. There will definitely be more backgrounds, and I'm looking for other dubstep dancers to be in the video with me.
Great. I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank Ms.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Ms. We appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Ah, that's pretty good. Two callers doing phenomenal. Outstanding. Okay, is again, before we sign off, is there any other information that you would like to share to the people that actually watch you do dubstep, the people that are following you on Facebook? Would you like to share anything with us?
If you have any song suggestions like dubstep, Michael Jackson dubstep, anything like that, feel free to message me on YouTube. Just go to my page, look for wherever it says message me. I can't remember off the top of my head, but if you can find it and send me a message, I will definitely put it into consideration. And yeah.
Well, Monique has already given you one. She'd like to see some other scenes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were telling me at one time that there's a reason why you use certain scenes. You want cars or stuff moving in the background.
Because when I first saw Nonstop Dubstep, it looked like it was edited to look like he actually stopped. But then I saw in the mirror behind him that cars and stuff were moving, and you could see that he's doing all this stuff by himself, and I wanted to give it that same feeling that I'm not editing this video to make it look like that I'm stopping. I'm actually doing this on my own. There's no editing other than the music being laid over top of it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It, you know, just from listening to what you've been telling us and what you've been sharing with the listeners today, you've put a lot of thought into this whole process. I mean, you've made it an actual production.
Yes. I did, at first, I second-guessed myself. I was like, what if they don't like it? What if I'm not good enough? What if I need more practice? And a few of my friends actually pushed me to put it on YouTube. And I did one video. It was Dreamer. It was my first video I ever posted. And I got really positive feedback. And I decided I can't just post videos on the random. I can't post one and then post another the next 2 months. So I actually put in when I'm going to post. And if I can't, I try to tell people why I can't.
That's very professional. That's noteworthy. That truly is, Xavier. That's noteworthy because you're not, you know, like I said, you've made a true production out of this. You've put effort into it. You've put thought into it. You've put time into it. Plus that, you're doing something that most people don't do, even people that are far older than 14. You've put not only your thought, your energy, your time, and your effort into it, you've also dedicated your time and you're being professional. You know, you're walking the walk. You know, you're not just talking the talk. You're walking the walk. And that is extremely commendable. It truly is. And, I mean, just listening to you, a lot of us adults have a lot to learn from just what you shared with us today. Don't get me wrong. You're not an adult. But that type of thinking, that forethought, that getting stuff done, and getting it done in a timely fashion and doing what you say and following through, those are very credible and very noteworthy attributes, and they're attributes of a leader. And that's, again, that's truly impressive.
Thank you.
Outstanding. All right, so again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Xurian Show. I also want to thank Xavier for being on the show and for sharing his insight, his work, his effort, everything that he's done, you know, with his dubstep. You know, it's something that he loves, but it's something that he's definitely put a lot of work into. And that's a good model for anybody in his age or older to look at. You know, he also said some other things that were very critical. He said, if you love what you do, don't let anybody stop you. You know, as long as you're not doing anything that's destructive, then, hey, you're doing what you love. And there's so few people on this planet that do what they love. And, again, I got to applaud you, Zay, or Xavier. You're doing a great job, and that's very notable, very notable.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm really glad that we did the show and that we got this down. So now, you know, when you don't do something, we can go back to your parents and go, well, you know, he's dedicated in this. Why can't he do that? You know what I mean? So you got to remember, with parents, it's always a double-edged sword.
Yes.
But you're doing it. But, again, you're doing a phenomenal job. If you can put that much effort into everything that you do, you're destined to be a success. And I know you have several role models that you know, have helped you, like your sister, your cousin, Mikayla. You know, these are definitely go-getters, and these are people that have kind of helped you to want to raise the bar. Would that be correct?
Yes. A few of my cousins actually shared my videos and got other people to share them. So I'm definitely growing.
Outstanding. Well, is there anybody you want to say thank you to before we get off?
I would like to say thank you to my family, my friends, my mother and my father for pushing me to do what I'm doing now. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, Zay. We appreciate you for being on the show and for sharing all of your insights. Ladies and gentlemen, please go on to Xavier's YouTube site and like him and share his stuff with everybody, and let's make this young man go global. You know, let's not just have it in a few states. Let's have it all over the world, you know, because, again, he's got a passion for it. And anybody that's got a passion for something that's positive, especially today, is somebody that we need to all support. All right. Thank you again, Xavier, for calling in. I truly appreciate it, and thank you for being on the Zurian Show.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you. And as always, all listeners, thank you for, again, listening. And we are humbled each day by the fact that you honor us with your time and you are sharing the Zurian Show with other people. Take care and be well.